Stay tuned now for the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and this is the Chamber Show. We are here every second and fourth Monday of the month on 1460 on your AM dial or worldwide at WVOX.com. The mission of the Chamber Show is to tell you everything going on at the Chamber of Commerce and also to let you know of maybe new members that have joined. And we feature a member every show. So today on the show, we have someone from Emerald Tree and Shrub Care who are new members of the Chamber. And, of course, as you could tell by the name, they are tree and shrub care specialists. So now, with that, I'd like to introduce Emerald Tree and Shrub Care's VP of Arboricultural Services, Kevin Wyatt, and he's ISA certified. Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Jennifer. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you very much for inviting me over.
Yeah, I want you to tell us, first of all, I'm a tree lover. My husband laughs at me. When we first got married, one of the things that I wanted to do was plant trees in our yard. Since I've been living where I live in the New Rochelle area, I believe 23 trees have been cut down on my block. And that was one of the reasons why I loved where I lived. So it's horrible for me because I just love trees. And when on my little property where I live, I planted 4 trees, you know, just in the backyard. I wanted a shaded environment, and it's really pretty, and I love it. And I love the different types of trees. So I'm so happy to have you here. It just makes my day. So, like, tell me a little about yourself, like becoming an arborist and some of the information.
Sure. Well, I started in the tree care industry about 42 years ago, and primarily, you know, out there working on a tree crew, pruning and, you know, learning all the safety techniques and everything with chainsaws, as you can imagine, it could be a little dangerous. Yeah. And At the time, I took it as a job because I needed, you know, I needed something to do to pay the bills and such. But the longer I remained in the field, the more fascinated I became with nature as a whole, what trees do, their contributions to the communities, you know, to the environment, and so on. And I began a journey of studying, which took me to the New York Botanical Gardens, where I took courses there. And I highly recommend it to anybody. They have a phenomenal educational system there, and the professors are brilliant, and there's nothing like hands-on experience, and they provide that for everyone.
So that's a shout out, yes, for the
Bronx Botanical Gardens. Also, I took some courses up at Cornell, and I also studied at the Bartlett Arboretum up in Stanford. The reason why I did that is because I figured, well, if I'm going to be in this industry, I need to know more and more about it if I'm going to be committed to this. And as I said, I found it to be fascinating, and I feel like I'm a much better person for knowing so much about our planet.
And looking at your bio, I see you're licensed, and you not only as an arborist, but as a pesticide applicator.
Yes, well, that's important. Because that is an aspect of arboricultural services, and that is primarily because the government, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, as well as the Department of Environmental Protection for the state of Connecticut, requires that a knowledgeable person be the one who's not only diagnosing what is the problem with a plant or a tree, but they're also licensed to be able to manage the materials that are applied to suppress insect and disease infestations.
Wow.
And then they also want to record, you know, the amount of materials that were used, where they were used, and so on and so forth. So it's very important to make sure that whoever is working on your property has those credentials and has them available to show you.
Okay, that's good to know. I bet a lot of people don't know that with their landscapers that they hire. So,
yes, it is a fairly common problem, but
okay.
You know, it's readily sorted out if you You know, if you look up on their credentials, you'll be able to see that that they have it.
Okay. Well, tell us a little also about your clientele.
Okay.
It looks like, yeah, you have worked in some really impressive places.
Yes. Well, over 42 years, you get to take care of everything from the trees at, let's say, Fordham University to Mrs. Murphy's apple tree in Tuckahoe. You know, we take care of the whole gamut. Yes, we do a lot of work in New York City. Currently, we're doing an emergency job in Stuyvesant Town, which is down by 20th Street. A tree became, the soil around the tree became soft with all the rain that we're having, and the tree started to uproot. So we're down there today removing it before it falls and hurts someone.
Oh. Is there any way to save something like that if you do that?
That's a good question. There are situations where trees are salvageable, and we always try to do that. That's the first approach.
Mm-hmm.
But safety
is number one, yeah.
Is the item number one, correct. So that safety trumps everything. So if it seems that the tree is in a position or in a condition or a location that should it fail, that property damage or possible personal injury could occur, we always recommend removing it and removing it soon.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's good to know, because sometimes you think that somebody's taking down a healthy tree, and it could be a safety issue. So.
Yeah, that's happened on many occasions. And, you know, as far as that's concerned, though, local municipalities have stepped up to the plate to a great degree where they require a permit to be applied for, and if you're going to remove a tree on a property that's typically 6 inches in diameter or greater, so they require that you apply for the permit so that the city forester could come out and examine the tree to be sure that it's not, you're not taking down a healthy tree for a frivolous reason.
Right. Well, that's good to know. So now tell me, it says here that you teach workshops on tree identification and pruning. Tell us a little about that.
Sure. I work with the Connecticut Land Trust, and I also work at Greenwood Cemetery, which is an arboretum. And at both places give periodically they'll give seminars. And they've asked me on several occasions to do demonstrations such as a fruit tree pruning. So, apple trees and pear trees and peach trees and cherry trees like to be pruned during the dormant season, so you could set up the growth pattern for the following seasons to come. And so we go in the wintertime, and I'll do a demonstration on how to correctly prune your apple tree for fruit propagation.
Mm, okay, so that's if correct pruning makes more fruit, correct?
It promotes proper what we call scaffolding, the laying out of the branches on the tree. And, yes, it will help produce more fruit.
I'm a member of the Arbor Day Society, I think, and every once in a while they do send like a publication on the proper pruning. And it's so interesting what you think is like is healthy is not, like a canopy type tree, which looks absolutely beautiful, is not that healthy. You have to cut those branches so it's tighter to the bark. Is that correct?
Yes. You mentioned Arbor Day. Yes, Earth Day and Arbor Day are an arborist's favorite holidays. So.
Yes. You celebrate it like a July 4th almost.
Absolutely.
That's great.
So you're absolutely correct there, Jen, where a tree could look like it's perfectly healthy, but many times, see, trees are forest creatures. So when they're in the forest, they grow side by side by side, close to one another. But when we take them out of the forest and we put them in your front lawn, the trees are able to start to expand further than they were naturally designed to grow. So what we'll do is we'll come in and we'll trim back the furthest extending branches to reduce the weight load on branches that are normally not that large. And what that does is it reduces the risk of failure because they're not overextended. It takes a lot of weight off. It also reduces wind resistance, so during storms, they're not blowing against all that density, and it could blow through the boughs of the tree, and that will help protect them from high winds or snow or ice or whatever happens.
So what? How often should somebody get their trees done?
That's a very good question.
Okay.
I typically tell my clients, now, certain trees, like your ornamentals, sometimes need to be done every year, especially your woody plants like your azaleas, your rhododendrons, your pieris. They need to be done every year.
One question. Azaleas should be pruned, though, this time of year, like after they flower,
after
right?
After flowering.
Yes. I remember that. Okay,
right.
Good.
If you prune them too late in the season, you'll prune off all the flower buds, so then next year you'll have a plant, but you won't have any flowers. So or the display will be dramatically diminished.
Okay, before we go on, Kevin, if you are interested in getting in touch with him, you can call his office phone at 914-725-0441. I'm going to say it again, 914-725-0441. Because you may think your trees are healthy, but I think 9 times out of 10, you need to have an arborist there to look at them, right, Kevin?
It's always best to have a ISA certified, and ISA stands for International Society of Arboriculture.
Okay, so we're going to come back and we're going to talk more, Kevin, so stay with us.
I sure will.
Okay, great.
Fasten your seatbelts. You're airborne with a completely unpredictable WVOX, where something's always happening. At 1460 on your AM dial and streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Let's return to the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
This is Jennifer Lancer, and this is The Chamber Show. I'm here today with Kevin Wyatt of Emerald Tree and Shrub Care Company. And Kevin is a master arborist. And if you want to get your trees pruned or your shrubs landscaped, you want to call them at 914-725-0441. They're new members of the Chamber of Commerce. Now, Kevin, what's the biggest challenge we face today with regards to maintaining large trees and shrubs?
Oh, that's a very good question. The biggest challenge that we have today is certainly climate change and invasive species, invasive types of trees and plants and vines, and also invasive insects.
So tell us a little about the climate change. You mean the global warming, that kind of thing?
Well, global warming is one of them, but also the fact that we're, you know, just this year alone, we're on a record pace for rainfall here in the New York metro area. I think we have like 36 or 37 inches of rain so far this year. So what happens then is that the ground gets saturated and the nutrients that are normally in the soil get diluted. So the trees, two things happen. The trees, the roots could start to rot, or they could become loose because of the soil is saturated, and they're not getting the adequate amount of proper nutrients.
Oh, okay. So, and then tell us about the invasive species.
Okay. Invasive species. If anyone is familiar with driving on the Hutchinson River Parkway, you're driving up the parkway and there's all these trees that are covered with vines.
Yes,
all over the place. Well, that's an invasive species. It's called porcelain berry. It came from Asia. There's also bittersweet that's out there as well. Another Asian vine that came over. And basically, the birds, they have a lot of little berries. The birds eat the berries. They disperse them out. The berries germinate, and then the vines go all over the place. Yes, it's a big problem. And then there's invasive insects. Currently, we're suffering from an invasion of what's called the emerald ash borer. And there are well over a million trees in the state of New York that are going to die from this one invasive insect that came from Asia. Right.
So what are we doing about it?
Well, technology stepped up to the plate. So on trees that are on private properties, if you'd like, that we could inoculate those trees with a pesticide that goes directly into the sapwood of the tree. It's not sprayed anywhere, so it's self-contained, so it's very safe. And that will kill the insects that are trying to feed on the sapwood of the tree. And if we don't, as all the trees along the highways and into the forest, they're all going to die, unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness.
And then what happens, unfortunately, is an invasive species typically will come in and take the place of these beautiful ash trees.
That's terrible. So can you see the insect, or is it just you're seeing bite marks? Like, how would you know that your trees have this?
No, that's a very good question. One of the first signs that you'll know that you have emerald ash borer is woodpeckers, because the insect is behind the bark, and you'll hear the tap, tap, tap of the woodpecker as they're going in there to try to feed on them. Unfortunately, there's too many insects and not enough woodpeckers.
Yeah.
So
that's right, because you see a woodpecker, you're like, oh, a woodpecker. My kids, anyway, we watch it, and it's funny because you're excited to see it, but that's actually a bad sign for your trees.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
That's right. A bad sign for your house, too.
Right,
so.
Right.
But, okay, so now the other thing is, I was thinking, you know, you've heard of, like, the invasive species, the vines. I've heard of, like, California, they brought goats in to eat the vines, and that was a one way of controlling it, correct?
Yes.
We don't have that here, so you're going to have to call Emerald Tree and Shrub Company.
Yes, so we can come out and help
That's
you.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah.
No goats on staff as of yet. But we're always open to new technology.
Okay, so tell us, what makes Emerald unique, and why did they choose to make New Rochelle their permanent home? We're so happy to welcome new businesses. Any businesses that may be listening out there and you want to come to New Rochelle, please do come to our lovely city to make New Rochelle your home. What tell us what is unique about Emerald.
Well, we love New Rochelle. We've been servicing clients in New Rochelle for 20 plus years. So it's always fun to have your office close to where you're doing your work.
Uh-huh.
New Rochelle is wonderful because it's like a hub and spoke kind of city where there's plenty of highways to get us into. We do a lot of work in Manhattan. We do a lot of work up county. So we have I-95 right here, right next to where our office is. So it makes it very convenient to get around from one part of Westchester or the entire New York metro area.
Okay, so we have 2 minutes left. If anybody has a tree question, they want to call in, it's 914-636-0110. Again, 914-636-0110. But, Kevin, I want to talk to you also about, what is the importance of maintaining your trees on your property I know we said a yearly basis, but if you can't do it yearly, because it could be quite expensive, what do you suggest?
Well, minimum every 3 years.
Every 3 years,
but
okay.
It doesn't cost anything to have somebody come out and take a look.
Oh.
So you're always, and, you know, I always advise, don't just get one opinion, get several, because somebody else might see something a little bit differently. And, once again, there's the International Society of Arboriculture has a website. It lists all of the ISA certified arborists in the area. You could go through there and pick a name, and usually numbers are attached, and give them a call. And it's a great resource for important information.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to Emerald because they helped sponsor our golf outing this year. And it was very exciting because not only did they sponsor it, they actually brought one of their bucket trucks out so that we could do a golf drop, which we're going to be doing annually. So we're going to invite you back next year. But it was very exciting because Rob Hayes, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and I were able to go up, which you do every day, and go in the bucket truck. And believe it or not, the arm was straight up. So we were 75 feet up, I think.
Yep.
It was very exciting. And the perspective from there was absolutely stunning. So that must be a nice part of your job, to just see that every day. Just the beauty of the land. It's really nice.
Yes. One of the big things that I found when I first got into the business was, holy smokes, I get to work here. I get to
like
paid
the birds
to be on these properties. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, right. That is beautiful. It was a great experience, and one I'll never forget. In fact, the person who won the golf drop said, next year, I think every year it should be the person who wins the golf drop should go in the bucket. I was like, I don't know. You have to plan the whole event, because that was a highlight. So we want to thank Emerald Tree and Shrub Care.